Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. It's in the middle of the summer. If you're not in full smoker, grill, pizza oven mode, you listen to the wrong show, because this is what we all do this time of year. Bob and I both have pools in our backyard, and in this hot, humid weather that we have this time of year, there's nothing better than having a few people over to the pool and then firing up the equipment, albeit junky or good. We fire up the equipment and make a bunch of food for the people that are hanging out with us. I went 4 for 4 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday last weekend on that long holiday weekend of having people over and doing that. And while I was tired at the end of the day on Sunday, you look back and it was like, yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. When we crushed some cans and I have a little tub on my deck where we put the empties, right? You got empty.
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody comes over and they just hand you their meat. Here.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when I was a younger man, you couldn't beg that out of people. Now it's like, here you go. Just have this. Would you cook it? And the other thing is when people come over, they leave their leftovers. So by Sunday, you've got 19 packages of leftover something all in. We've got these little storage tubs because they're efficient. They stack up good in the fridge, and you can get a bunch of them in there. But so now it's Monday. You come home from work, and it's like, wow, there's a lot of like pasta salads and potato salads and just enough of it that nobody wanted to take it back home with them,
right.
But they left it all at your place. So, yeah.
The dog eats well.
Well, yeah, she
the
does.
The best time of year.
Really,
so,
it is.
So I want to talk about, back in the day when I was doing all that Kansas City work, one of the factories I worked for was a spice company. And again, your senses when you walk in that giant plant, just like the barbecue sauce guy's original one, the aromas are fantastic. But what I learned from watching those production sites is it's really not that hard. They just do it in a large mechanized way.
Right.
So you're basically playing around with, again, some of the basics. And for a rub or a spice, some of your basics are going to be sugar and salt.
Right.
And it's that simple. Now, a lot of people will tell you only brown sugar. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're making your own rub, plain white sugar blends much better than brown sugar.
Right.
But you can play with things like mustard seed, powdered mustard, paprika, of course. Everybody goes nuts with paprika.
And there's several types of paprika, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what, they're more spicy. Some are like almost a little hot. Some are smoky.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of paprika, so if you ever need any, let me know.
Yeah. I've watched you use it.
But so you can actually just play with your own, again, just like making the sauce. What did your mom do? What did your favorite cook do? What did the guy at deer camp that made that killer chili, what did he do, you know? Ethnicity has to do something with it, I guess, but has something to do with it. But I would tell you one thing that works really nice is, again, back to McCormick's or wherever you get your spices. They invented the spice business. Lemon zest. That is fantastic to put in a rub. And you can buy a bottle of lemon zest. You don't have to...
you can zest your own.
Yeah.
I mean, buy a lemon and it's just a little grater and you want
the
peel.
No, but if you're making a rub, you want dry ingredients. Because what I'm going to tell you to do is blend all this stuff together and save your old spice bottles and then bottle it up. I mean, that stuff you gave me was fantastic. You found it at Costco.
Yeah, it's called Kinders.
That
K-I-N-D-E-R-S.
Is so nice.
Simple. Salt, pepper, and garlic.
Yeah, make it yourself.
Right.
But why? Kinders is so cheap at Costco.
Yeah, right. But it is very good. And, I think that the difference is maybe is the ratio of how much garlic, how much salt, and
how much
pepper.
And that's where the playing comes in.
Right.
So when you're playing, do small samples.
Right.
And measure and take notes. Because it does matter. You're absolutely right. And sometimes just a little bit of something will help it out, like thyme, for example, or marjoram, or whatever, again, rosemary or
Yeah, I've always told you, Bob, the only rosemary I want in the kitchen has got an apron on because I don't like cooking with rosemary. Some people like it. I'm just not fond
You're
of the
insulting
flavor.
Insulting a portion of our listeners.
Yeah. No. I would respect if there was a lady named Rosemary in my kitchen with an apron on. That'd be kind of cool.
Anything else?
No, I'm
just an apron.
Hello.
Well, you know, it's my fantasy. Let me live it, babe.
Again, trying to think all natural.
Right. Well, I was. See, look at the tie-in right there. That is amazing radio.
Mr. Segway. Mr. U-turn is more like it.
Right. Well, don't talk to me about a hot dog roller in the Saladin Temple in Reed City. That's where we started this whole day.
Now it's a temple. Yes. Okay. I'm not a Freemason.
No. All right.
But making back to spices.
Yep.
Making your own spices can be a lot of fun. And if you like to cook with your wife or your husband, depending on who I'm talking to,
right?
Maybe this is a cool little event you can do for that Wednesday night date night if you don't get out. Let's say you play golf on Wednesday nights and it rains. Well, maybe you go nuts in the spice cabinet.
Sure.
And I don't know. I think most people have a lot of spices built up in their spice cabinet, and some of them are getting whiskers on them.
Right.
So let's haul them out and let's start making some profiles and let's use up those old bottles.
Right.
And save the bottles, make some labels, and play around with some blends. And you don't have to put it on something to try it. You can literally just take a little pinch of it with your fingers and taste it and see if it's a flavor you like.
Right.
And there is something called powdered Worcestershire that I would tell you Kent Butcher Supply has. And that is a darn good thing to use because back to that Memphis profile, which you know I'm, even though I worked in Kansas City,
right.
Memphis caught my attention.
Yep, it is. It's very good on chicken. If you can find a Memphis-style rub, it works very well on chicken. It's got a little citrus in
Sobeys
it.
Has a few of them with a bunch of it, and it's
right.
called Pig's Ass
right.
and Rub Some Butt.
Right.
They're both the same company I used to work for.
Yeah.
And they're very similar. But so if you want to play around with some heat, I would tell you there's lots of different peppers to use. Cayenne's a nice one. Not as bad as it sounds. Chipotle, you can make your own chipotle. If you've got a bunch of jalapenos in your garden, just roast them and let them dry out and then grind them.
Right. And that's really good, too.
And if you want to keep the seeds in there, grind the seeds up with it.
Yep.
Because that fiber that holds the seeds together is all the heat.
Right. It's not the seeds.
And what do you call that fiber?
I can't remember.
Placental.
Right. I can't remember, Bob. Here we go. We're all natural again.
That's where your capsicum comes
right.
from. It's
yep.
good for you.
Right.
It's good for you. We're only getting older.
Right.
Every
day,
and you want
to
pay attention to what you put in your body.
Yep.
Because, as Conrad will tell you, it all comes out.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of jalapenos, back to the weekend cooking.
The jalapeno came out?
No. It did after it went in. I made some poppers, right? Because everybody likes those,
nice.
Right?
Sure.
Jalapeno poppers.
How'd you do it?
Well, you know, it was cream cheese and some grilled off sausage and some pineapple. My wife likes that combination inside the pepper, the sweet and the heat.
Do you buy the finely chunked pineapple to do that with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
A, like,
whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Crush.
It's almost like a
crushed.
Slurry.
Yeah. Crush.
Yeah. It's like a slurry.
Look
you mix
at
it
you,
in.
Food man.
Right.
All
yeah.
right.
Mrs.
All
Conrad
right.
must
yeah.
have made some of those.
Shut
the
hell.
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Send him to the store for it.
Is this show over? Yeah.
Right. But anyway, my point is that you can buy a bag of jalapenos and 90% of them are reasonably mild. And then there's always one or two that just smoke somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, it's always one of the ladies that gets it, right? A dude's just going to take a bite of it, wince a little bit. But, you know, the ladies... It kind of overreact.
Well, there are some women that really like hot
yeah,
peppers.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it just happened to one of my lady guests, and you know, it's like, woo, man, what did you do with these peppers?
I always heard that Lori Morgan, the country star, would use hot peppers and jalapenos before she'd go on stage to kind of lubricate her throat, her voice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's something for you.
She was
and
singing.
And then the next day she... said, oh, I got to find something different.
Yeah. You know, she was singing a tune. I can tell you when she ate it, but it wasn't country.
Well, lemon water is what I used to use.
To clean the palate?
Yep.
Yep.
back in my singing days.
And the other thing is when you're cleaning jalapenos, use a glove. Because if you clean them with your bare hands, and then even 20 minutes later, rub your eye, it's going to burn.
Or go take a leak.
Yeah, it's going to burn. It's going to burn.
Well, but anyway. There's a famous story in our house about me canning jalapenos and then going to the bathroom.
Oh, brother.
All right, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys, kind of, and we appreciate you tuning in each every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
And I am the Hot Dog King.
See ya.